I've been thinking about you. A lot. I can't seem to stop thinking about you, even though I know I shouldn't. And I know that what happened between us, while it was fun, oh god, it was so fun, that it shouldn't have happened. It wasn't supposed to happen. I mean, I'm not really that kind of woman, you know? Except that when I'm around you, I am. I mean, I was, anyway, and just the way you look at me, and I can just see you undressing me with your eyes, and now that I know what it feels like to have your fingers run over my skin, and oh god, I can't stop thinking about it. I know I shouldn't even be talking to you. I certainly shouldn't be thinking about when we could get together again. It's so wrong. It's not supposed to be like this, you know? I mean, I'm supposed to run into you at gatherings and just be like, oh, hey! Like I haven't felt your tongue inside me. Like I haven't felt your hands in my hair. Like I haven't tasted that delicious cock of yours. It's incredible. I mean, just thinking about it is like, it's, you know, I can't help but touch myself. I come almost every night thinking about you. Thinking about how we caught each other's eyes in the kitchen that night, and how you rubbed up against me and accidentally touched my butt. And you must have felt me shudder. I don't know how you were able to know that even though it was so wrong, all I wanted was for you to touch me. That I wanted you to push me against the kitchen counter. To whip me around and bend me over. My hair falling into the sink. While you press that hard cock of yours against me. God, I've never needed somebody so bad. And so quickly, and it was just so much. Anyway, I know I am. Said that I would never see you again and never, well, that I would never see you again like that anyway, and, but I can't help it. I need you. I have to have you. I don't give a damn, well, what anyone thinks. I mean, your mother will kill me. I know she would if she knew. I mean, you're barely legal, and you're my nephew, and I'm not supposed to want this, and to want you. I'm not supposed to, but I can't help myself. All I can think about are your arms, and that hungry way that you just I can't wait any longer. I have to have you again. I know I'm your aunt. I know it's not supposed to be this way. But I know you feel it too. I know that every time you look at me, You can see me naked, laying on your bed, begging you for your cock. God, I want that cock so much. Again and again and again and again, and I don't care what anyone else says. I want you. I want you to fuck your aunt again and again and again and again. I want you to do dirty, disgusting things to me. I know you're perverted. I know you want to choke my pretty little throat. I know you want to slap me across the face. I know you want to feed me that cock of yours, force me to my knees. And I know that you want to tease and tempt and even cuddle. You want to do everything with me. And I want you. I want you to do everything. I need it. I'm going to ask your mother if you can come stay with me for a while. You know, you've been having such a hard time with things, and it might be good for you. And you're gonna live with me, and you're gonna fuck me every day. You're gonna use me however you want. I want you to come home, and I want you to just tell me. Tell me to get on my knees. Tell me to bend over. Tell me to take that young, hot cock of yours anytime you want. Is that what you want? You want to come live with Auntie and she'll be your sex slave? Because that's what I want. I want you to use me. There's so much we haven't done yet, so much we haven't had the chance to do yet, and I want you to use my body every way you can. You know I'm safe. I mean, aside from being the kind of person who, fucks her nephew. You know you can trust me. We're family, after all. And I know I can make you happy. So what do you say? Should I talk to your mother? You want to come live with Auntie? I thought so.